我想这是我们在这里聚会以来第一次主日聚会的时候，我们有一些弟兄姊妹在另外一个地方有聚会。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. This is the first Sunday that, since we met here on Sundays that we have other brothers and sisters meeting at another place.
我想我们都知道，在这个 Camp Hammer， 现在我们福音营还有最后一堂的福音信息在那里。
We all know that at this moment there's another gospel meeting happened at Camp Hammer.
现在也许是他们正在呼召或者在陪谈的时候。
Maybe this is now the time that they're making the altar call.Or they're having the conversation after meeting.
虽然我们这次上去的福音朋友只有十几位。
Although we only have less than 20 gospel friends this time.
都是非常渴慕认识真理的福音朋友们。
But they all thirst for truth.
昨天晚上有六个人决志，会后陪谈的时候，我走之前又有两个人愿意决志了。
Last night, altogether eight people committed themselves to Christ.
我们向神的祷告是希望每一个人都能够归到主的名下来。
Our prayer was that every single one of them would return to the Lord.
就像我说的，也许这个时候他们正在呼召。
So maybe at this time they're making the altar call now.
所以我们一起低头，有个简短的祷告。
So let's bow our heads and have a prayer for them.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Although our hearts praise you.
你爱世人，你为我们每一个人流出了你的宝血。
You love the world and you shed your blood for every one of us.
你也知道再过不久这个世代都要结束。
And you know that before long this generation will pass.
所有的人都要站在你宝座的面前。
All will have to stand before your throne.
在这里我们实在为着一切还没有信主的亲爱朋友们向你祷告。
So we pray for all dear friends who have not believed in Jesus.
主啊，你不让我们得到的救恩而扣留了这恩典。
Don't let us hold on to the salvation not passed on.
让我们的心一起纪念那些还没有信你的人。
Let's remember all who have not believed in you.
我们为着现在正在山上的那些朋友们，我们特别向你祷告。
We pray especially for those dear friends on the Camp Hammer.
我们把每一个都交在你的手中。
We commit every single one of them into your hands.
但愿他们下山的时候，他们再也不一样了。
We hope that when they get out of the camp, they will be different.
他们都得到了永远的生命。
They will all have obtained eternal life.
他们都得到了主与他们同行。
And then they all have gained the presence of the Lord to be with them.
主啊，在这个时候他们呼召陪谈的时候，我们求你的恩典特别与他们同在。
Now if they are making the calling, we pray that your presence be with them.
用你的爱和圣灵来叩他们的心门。
Knock on their door with your love and the Holy Spirit.
除去仇敌一切的拦阻和蒙蔽。
Block all the blockages of the enemy.
让他们能够欢欢喜喜地归到你的名下。
So that they will joyfully return to you.
我们也把我们在座还没有信主的朋友们也都交在你的手中。
We also commit our dear friends here.
你怎样爱我们，你也怎样爱他们。
You love them just the way that you love us.
帮助一切还不认识你的早日能够认识你。
Help every one of us here who do not know you to know you more.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我想我们在这里传福音给朋友们。
Now that we're preaching gospel to friends.
但是其实对我们基督徒来说，福音常常对我们是一个挑战。
But for us Christians, gospel is often a challenge to us.
因为我们跟别人传的时候，我们讲到救恩的美善。
On one hand, when we preach the gospel, we tell them how good the gospel is.
但是其实另外一面呢，也是在这里审查，在这里这个重新衡量这个救恩在我们身上真不真实。
On the other hand, it's also the chance that we examine if the salvation is true or not on us.
我相信任何一个基督徒，当他走到这条路上的时候，他常常碰到各样的考验。
I believe that every Christian on this way will face many challenges.
好像我们一信主的时候，祷告什么神都听了。很多人是因为神听祷告而信主的。
When we first accepted the Lord, it seems like God often answers our prayers. And for some people, that's the reason they accepted the Lord.
好像过一阵子我们祷告神好像不听了。
And after a while, it seems like God doesn't answer our prayers anymore.
所以我知道很多老基督徒很喜欢把他的代祷要求告诉那些出信的。
So I know that many older Christians would ask the new believers to pray for them.
啊，因为你们祷告最有效，帮帮忙，帮我祷告。
Because it seems that your prayers are more effective.
啊，弟兄姊妹，好像过了一阵子，我们的祷告不太容易得答应了。
But after a while, God doesn't answer our prayers anymore.
啊，或是我们刚刚开始走主的路的时候，我们是欢然举足跟主往前。
And also, it seems like when we first follow the Lord, we follow Him joyfully.
啊，过了一阵子以后，我们觉得这路甚难了，走不下去了。
And after a while, we felt this way is kind of hard. It's hard to proceed.
啊，很多的时候，我们觉得神的旨意我们好喜欢，很容易啊。
A lot of times, we felt God's way, God's will is so pleasing.
好像越过到底什么是神的旨意我们搞不清楚了。
But then after a while, it seems like we're confused what exactly is God's will.
我怎么能够明白神叫我走左还是走右呢？
How can I tell if God wants me to go to the right or left?
我们对神的旨意产生了不明，产生了困惑。
We become confused about God's will.
好，又过了一阵子，我们好像对主的爱，觉得那个爱好像很抽象。
And after a while, we start to feel the love of God is kind of abstract.
我们觉得亲近神是一件很难的事情。
And we feel that drawing near to God is something very difficult.
尤其我们看见别人在那里带诗、祷告、讲道，好像很感动的时候，我们觉得云里雾里啊，跟我好远。
And especially when we see people are preaching or are leading the hymns, it seems like what they, what they feel is very far away from how I feel.
你会觉得今天讲道有没有什么？为什么你哭成那个样子呢？
And then and maybe you might wonder, what's so big deal about this sermon? How come you're crying like that?
你里面一点都没有感觉，为什么这些人还会流泪呢？
And you have no feeling, you are not touched, you don't know why they shed tears.
所以我们里面就觉得主的恩好像变味了一样。
It seems like God's grace has changed.
其实我这一连串的问题，我已经讲了好几个了。
Actually, I have touched on this topic in this series.
好像我们祷告不太容易得答应了。
It seems like our prayers do not get answered.
好像主的道路难行。
It seems like this way becomes difficult.
好像主的旨意难明。
And it's hard to understand God's will.
好像主的爱抽象。
And then God's love becomes abstract.
好像主的恩变味了。
And then the taste of God's grace has changed.
弟兄姊妹，你问我答案在哪里？
So you ask me, where's the answer?
啊，虽然答案可能每一个人的情形不一样。
Maybe the answer differs, depends on the situation.
那就着我个人的经验。
According to my personal experience,
就着我个人对圣经的了解，
according to my knowledge of the Bible,
就着我个人服事所看见的，
according to the experiences of my service,
我虽然不是说一贴药治百病，
maybe I don't have a universal solution for all sicknesses.
啊，翻译真好啊！但是呢，我承认绝大多数都跟我们顺服。发生的关系。
I believe in most cases it's related to our disobedience to God.
我们在顺服的功课上出了问题。
Because we failed in this lesson of obeying God.
至少在我的身上是这样。
At least for me, that's the case.
直到如今，虽然成为神的仆人。
Until now, even though I'm called a servant of God.
但是常常在我们里面充满了不顺服。
But yet there's so much disobedience in me.
我们很容易就不顺服。
It's very easy for us to disobey God.
因为这个不顺服让我们跟神的关系产生了隔阂。
And that disobedience caused this distance between us and God.
这个不顺服让我们的祷告有的时候神不垂听。
And because of that disobedience, God cannot answer our prayers.
啊，约翰福音九章三十一节告诉我们。
John chapter 9 verse 31 tells us.
他说我们知道神不听罪人。
He says, we know that God does not answer sinners' prayers.
唯有敬奉神、遵行神旨意的神才听他。
God only listens to those who fear and obey God's commands.
诗篇的作者也告诉我们，当我们的心注重罪孽的时候，神必不听。
The psalmist also tells us, if our heart is on the sin and evil, God will not answer our prayers.
虽然我们祷告不得答应，有很多原因了。
Even though there are many reasons why our prayers are not answered.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个最聪明检查自己祷告不得答应的方法，先从顺服检查起。
But then the first way to examine ourselves is to examine if we've been obedient.
很多时候我们在那里寻求说神啊，你的旨意到底是什么？
A lot of times we search God's heart and say, where's your will?
为什么你的旨意这么难明了呢？
How come your will is so hard to understand?
约翰福音第七章十七节告诉我们。
John chapter 7 verse 17 tells us.
他说人若立志遵行神的旨意。
Anyone wills to obey God's will,
就能够知道主所说的教训是不是出于神。
Then you will be able to discern if the will is from God.
很多时候我们不明白神的旨意，是因为我们里面没有预备好了要来顺服神的旨意。
A lot of times we don't know God's will because we're not prepared to obey God's will.
你已经定义好了这个人非他不嫁的话。
You have determined that I will only marry this person.
然后你来问主说，主啊，是不是他？
And then you ask God, is he the one for me?
啊，或是你做了两个签，一个是，一个不是，一丢，然后捡一个。
And then, or maybe you take two pieces of paper and you draw one of them.
是他，你就感谢神，果然是他。
And then you pick the one that says yes, then you will thank God.
你不是他，你是说，哎呀，这个不要信这个，还是他
？And if the one says no, and then you will say, oh, I don't trust this. I still think he's the one.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面没有预备好，真要来顺服神的旨意，我们不容易明白神的旨意。
So if not, we are not prepared and ready to obey God, we will not be able to understand His will.
如果我们觉得神的爱好像不再新鲜了，不再真实了
，If we feel God's love is no longer fresh and real anymore,
弟兄姊妹，好多时候是我们顺服出的问题。
A lot of times it's also because we've been disobedient.
主耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人是爱我的。
The Lord says, anyone who has my commands and obeys them, he's the one who loves me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并要向他显现。
He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will show myself to him.
弟兄姊妹，如果神真是向我们显现的话
，If God really shows Himself to us,
我们里面怎么会觉得感受不到他的爱呢
？How is it possible that we do not feel His love?
那为什么神不向我们显现呢
？And why doesn't God show Himself to us?
主在这里告诉我们，他显现有一个前提。
Because the Lord tells us there's a prerequisite for His appearing to us.
有了我的命令又遵守。
Anyone who has my commands and obey them.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们要来到一个非常重要的题目。
So now we come to this very important topic.
它这么强烈的影响到我们属灵的情形。
It strongly affects our spiritual condition.
它其实不仅仅这么强的影响到我们个人。
Not only that it affects us individually.
它影响到神的心情。
And it affects God's mood.
它影响到神的旨意。
It affects God's will.
它影响到仇敌。
And it also affects the enemies.
所以弟兄姊妹，顺服是太重要的一件事。
So there's such an important.
但是问题就是人旧造的本性最不容易学顺服。
But then the problem is that our old nature just cannot obey.
很多人不肯到教会来，是因为教会会教弟兄是姊妹的头，姊妹要顺服。
A lot of people refuse to come to church because the church teaches that husbands are the heads of the wives.
特别中国大陆啊，女人顶半边天的。
Especially nowadays, Chinese women they're very capable.
但是我跟你们讲哈，也有人来教会，是因为教会里面他居然看见姊妹肯顺服丈夫，他觉得这个地方很稀奇。
And then some people are willing to come to church because they marvel that how wives can obey their husbands at church.
人从小到大都不容易顺服的。
Because it's hard to obey since childhood.
好多年以前，我带两个我们家带了两个儿子到迪士尼乐园去玩。
Several many years ago, when I took my sons to Disneyland.
那旁边有那个 gift shop， 那天有一个摊子的这个 T-shirt 在 on sale， 一件5块钱。我们叫他们自己一个人去挑一件。
And then there were T-shirts for sale, $5 each, and we asked them to pick one each.
过了几分钟，他们一人拿一件回来。
After a while, they pick the ones they like.
他哥哥拿了一件他自己很喜欢的花样。
So David picked the one that he likes.
那个豪豪那时候才几岁，他买了一件唐老鸭，上面写 I am the boss.
And Aaron picked one with Donald Duck says I'm the boss.
他要当老板了，买了一件衣服来。
And then he wanted to be his boss.
我一看我就算大胆，你怎么敢买这件衣服？
When I saw that, I said, "How dare you buy this one?"
那他这个人是非常 decisive， 他决定的从来不改。他说我就是要这一件。
And my son is very decisive. Once he made a decision, he will not change.
所以我就让他买了。
So、I let him buy it.
但是我警告他，我说你不要在爷爷面前穿这件衣服。
But I warned him, do not wear that T-shirt in front of your grandpa.
因为我们家非常讲究长幼有序的。
Because it's very important for our family that we obey the elders.
没想到他见爷爷还是穿的 I'm the boss 出现。
I didn't know he even wore that to see his grandpa.
人从小就想当 boss.
Even since we were little, we wanted to be our own boss.
这礼拜吃饭的时候，我大儿子跟我们讲了一个读者文摘上的笑话。
And this week, David shared with us an article he read from Reader's Digest.
他说有一个父母亲要出去，所以找了一个 babysitter 来看他家的小孩。
One day, parents wanted to leave, so they got a babysitter for their kids.
大概一个3岁，一个5岁的。
And the kids are like 3 and 5 years old.
等到那个父母亲走的时候呢，这个 babysitter 呢就坐到这两个孩子的爸爸的椅子上。
And after the parent left, the babysitter sat on the chair of the father.
那小孩子就跑来说：“哎，你怎么坐我爸爸的位置？”
So the kids came over and say, "How come you're sitting on my dad's chair?"
他说：“你爸爸妈妈不在，现在 I am the boss， 我坐这里。”
Now that your parents are not home, I'm the boss, so I sit here.
那个小孩子就跟他说：“ 如果你要当 boss 的话，你应该去做另外一个椅子，我妈妈的椅子。
And then the kid said, if you want to be the real boss, you should sit on my mom's chair.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？在看得见看不见的里面，从小到大人，每一个人都想当 boss.
Can you tell that, from kids to adults, everyone wants to be your boss?
要顺服，为什么困难？
That's why, it's hard to obey.
在人明白的思想里面，或是潜意识里面，自己都是 boss.
Because unconsciously or subconsciously, we all want to be bosses.
我凭什么要听你的呢？
Why should I listen to you?
我今天听你很多时候都是不得已的。
A lot of times we listen because we have no other way.
因为我不听你，我可能被你炒鱿鱼了。
Because if I don't obey you, I'll probably get fired.
我不听你的，我在军队中可能被关紧闭去了。
And then if I don't obey you in the army, I'll probably go into confinement.
我们心里面外面虽然顺着他，但是心里面不服气。
So a lot of times we obey, but not from our heart.
你狗眼看人低，有一天我比你好的时候，你走得巧。
How dare you look down on me? Just wait until one day I get above you.
那夫妻吵架的时候，妻子有时候不得已顺服，因为再不顺服要挨揍。
And some wives obey their husbands so that they will not get beat up.
啊，或是丈夫非得听妻子的，因为不听没饭吃了。
Or husbands obey their wives, otherwise they won't get fed.
啊，弟兄姊妹，人都是用各样的方法，因为自己 I am the boss.
So we try always to make ourselves the boss.
所以顺服不是一件容易的事情。
It's hard to obey.
今天来到神家里面，神家也是一个学顺服的环境。
And today we come to God's house. It's also a place where we learn obedience.
你发现我们都不容易。
And then you will find it very difficult to learn.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，因为人的旧造的本性是一个不容易顺服的生命。
Because this old creation is not a life to obey.
所以顺服就显得何等的有价值。
Therefore, it's so valuable if someone obeys.
撒旦为什么堕落？他就是抵挡，他就是不顺。
Why did Satan fall? Because he was against.
他不甘心服在神儿子的底下。
He was not willing to be submissive to the Son of God.
所以他带头造反。
So he led a rebellion.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们今天顺服的时候
，So today when we obey,
我们不要小看我们每一个顺服。
Do not take it lightly every single obedience.
这个顺服跟神发生的直接的关系。
Because this obedience has something to do with God.
因为这是见证。
Because that's a testimony.
因为这是归荣耀给神。
Because that gives glory to God.
神的旨意是叫他在凡事上居首位。
Because God's will is to exalt Jesus in everything.
是让他当 boss， 他当老板。
So that he will be the boss.
弟兄姊妹，我刚才讲到，我们最难的是因为我想当 boss。
Why that's hard? Because we want to be the boss.
所以什么时候当我们真心顺服的时候
？Anytime that we obey from from our heart.
说到我们愿意让主当老板。
That means we want our Lord to be the boss.
说到我们愿意甘心从自己的宝座上面下来。
That means we're willing to step down from our own throne.
所以马丁路德说，外面的教皇，那个教皇一直想要杀他的。
So Martin Luther says, there's a pope,
outwardly. 外面的教皇不可怕。
But he's not that fearful.
在我心中坐宝座的那个教皇最可怕。
But the one that sits on the throne in my heart, he's the one that scares me.
那就是他自己。
That's himself.
弟兄姊妹，外面的教皇，外面的人可能是逼迫我。
The Pope outwardly probably persecute me.
但是我们心中的教皇是逼迫主。
But don't you know that the Pope inside of me is persecuting the God?
他把我们的主从宝座上赶下来，他要坐在上面。
He kicked God out of the throne so that he would sit on the throne himself.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在每一个环境里面来顺服神的时候
，So if we obey God in every situation,
我们真心的顺服带来大的事情。
Our whole heart obedience will bring down something really valuable.
不仅仅叫神的心得到满足
，Not only that, it satisfies God's heart.
他要叫仇敌羞辱
，and also put shame to the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，神将来怎么废掉撒旦呢
？Do you know how God will destroy Satan?
我们知道神用一句话，神用他口中的气就可以废掉撒旦。
Because with one breath, he can just destroy Satan.
那很多人都说神为什么要容许撒旦存在
？A lot of people wonder why God still let him exist.
神如果比撒旦伟大的话，为什么不早点除掉他呢
？If God is greater than Satan, how come he doesn't just destroy him?
弟兄姊妹，神要除掉撒旦。就跟我今天跟一个两个月的 baby 打架，我打赢他理所当然的事情。
For God to destroy Satan would be like if I beat up a 2-month-old infant.
没有人会给我拍手的。
No one will applaud for me.
这个孩子也不会服气的。
And this child would not take the surrender.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以圣经上讲到神在爱的里面创造的人。
Therefore, the Bible tells us in love he created man.
叫人享受他一切丰盛的恩典。
So that he will enjoy all the riches of his grace.
然后他希望人在爱的里面。
And then he hopes that in love.
不是在刑罚的威胁底下。
Not under the threat of the law.
在他爱的底下。
In his love.
来运用我们自由的意志。我也愿意来讨神喜欢，来顺服他。
Man will exercise their free will to please God.
弟兄姊妹，神要得到这个顺服。
And God wants to obtain this kind of obedience.
圣经上说，这个顺服，神要把它累积起来。
And the Bible tells us God will accumulate this kind of obedience.
这就是诗篇第八篇说的，他要在婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力。
And that's what Psalm 8 tells us, that He will ordain praise from the lips of children and infants.
就是我们这些比撒旦还要弱小的，好像婴孩一样的。
For us who are weaker than Satan, just like children and infants.
就是我们这些受造的人。
Us who are created.
借着我们的顺服。
Through our obedience.
神来建立能力。
God ordained power and praise.
等到这个能力日子满足的时候。
When the power and praise is due.
神要叫仇敌和报仇的哑口无言。
And God will silence the enemy and the avengers.
那天撒旦被神丢到硫磺火湖去的时候，
That day when Satan is thrown down into the lake of fire.
他不再有任何的不服气。
And then he will just take it.
他被丢得心服口服，丢到火湖去了。
And then he has no other excuses, and then he will just take it.
因为神今天在我们这般蒙爱的儿女身上，
Because on us who are loved by God.
得着了我们对他的顺服。
He has obtained obedience.
这些顺服在神的眼中都是宝贝。
And these, every time we obey, these are very, very valuable.
神不是弄着棍子、弄着刑罚在后面逼着我们顺服出来的。
Because God did not force us to obey with rods.
他乃是在他爱的里面，让我们甘心顺服他。
Because in His love, we're willing to obey Him.
而这一切的顺服产生了伟大的价值。
And all these obediences are very, very valuable.
叫神的心喜悦。
So that it will please God's heart.
叫神的旨意成就出来。
And it will fulfill God's will.
而叫仇敌遇见失败。
And then the enemy will be put to shame.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的顺服太伟大了。
So this is so great if we obey.
虽然你们都这么年轻的孩子们坐在这里啊。
Even some of you may think that you're young.
从我们现在开始，我们所有对主的顺服，在神的眼中都太重要了。
But from now on, every single chance of obedience is very, very valuable for God.
我记得从前跟你们讲过一个小小的故事啊。
I remember once shared with you a story.
讲到一个小孩子有一天要到教会去参加主日学。
There was a little child who was going to Sunday school.
啊，他的爷爷给了他两个 coin.
And then his grandpa gave him two coins.
一个是给你的。
He says one is for you.
一个是给你带到教会去奉献的。
Another one is for you to offer at church.
啊，这小孩很高兴拿过来，就一个口袋塞一个，然后就拜拜，就跑去教会了。
So the boy put one coin in each pocket and then ran off to church.
等他在主日学传奉献的时候。
And then when at Sunday school when he gets the offering box.
他就往口袋一摸。
And then he reached out to his pocket.
有一个口袋破了，掉了一个 coin.
There's a hole in one of the pockets.
就只剩下一个。
So only one coin left.
哎呀，主耶稣，你的掉了。
So he said, "Sorry, Jesus, your coin is lost."
人本能的反应就是主耶稣的掉了。
And that was his reflex.
可是里面突然，主日学老师的话在他里面响起来。
And all of a sudden, the words of Sunday school teacher echoed in his heart.
要让主居首位啊。
That God have the supremacy in your life.
到底掉的是我的还是主耶稣的呢？
So whose coin is lost?
弟兄姊妹，每一个顺服后面都有征战。
Behind every single obedience, there's a spiritual war.
所以每一个顺服都不容易，而且都可贵。
That's why every single obedience is difficult and yet very precious.
这么小的小孩子心中一样有征战。
Even for a little child like that, he too has.Spiritual warfare.
不然顺服或者十字架就没有他讨厌的地方了，对不对？
Otherwise, cross will not be so despising.
所以后来他顺服了主。
Finally, he obeyed.
把另外一个剩下来的他还是奉献了。
So he offered the remaining coin to the Lord.
那天回到家里面，他也没当回事，他就回去了。
So that day when he went home, he didn't feel it was a big deal.
没想到他回家的时候，他的爷爷就把他叫去了。
But after he got home, his grandpa talked to him.
他说你的钱奉献了没有啊
？So he asked, "Did you offer your coin?"
他说奉献了。
He said, "Yes, I did."
他的爷爷说，那你的另外的钱呢
？And then so his grandpa said, "What about the other coin?"
那他就跟他爷爷讲这个故事啊。
So he told his grandpa the story.
他爷爷听得非常感动。
His grandpa was very touched.
其实这个小孩子才从他面前跑掉的时候，他就看到coin掉在他眼前了。
Actually, the grandpa already saw the coin drop from his pocket.
他本来想把他叫回来的，后来想说看看这个孩子到底怎么样。
At first, he wanted to call the child back, but then he decided to test him.
当他听见这个孩子这样子的一个反应的时候
So when he heard about what the child did
老人的家心里面又安慰其实也很感动
His grandpa's heart was very touched and comforted
这么小的一个孩子
This little child
他就懂得来顺服
He knew to obey
他爷爷给了他一张钞票鼓励他
So the grandpa gave him a bill to encourage him
我没有意思告诉弟兄姊妹要跟神做买卖、啊、
I'm not teaching you to have negotiate a transaction with God
主啊我都顺服了为什么我的 program 还做不出来呢、
We shouldn't say God I obey you already how come my program still doesn't work
主啊我的奉献呢为什么我们公司股票不涨反跌呢
Or Lord I have offered you already how come the stock of my company still drops
好了弟兄姊妹顺服就是为了顺服他，就是为了爱他，不谈条件的。
We obey because we want to obey because we love him. There's no other condition.
哦，这是顺服的真价值。
And that's the true value of obedience.
其实整个世界有一天都要过去的。
Because the world will one day pass.
这节圣经很重要，我们一起来读它一下。
This is a very important verse. Let's read together.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
你们如果没有圣经，我念给你们听啊。约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
我想为着跟我们上一篇的信息连在一起我从十五节读到十七节到了第十七节以后我会读两遍啊。不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了因为凡世界的事就像肉体的情欲眼目的情欲并今生的骄傲都不是从父来的乃是从世界来的这世界和其上的情欲都要过去唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存也就是七节
okay, Verse 17 The world and its desire pass away but the man who does the will of God lives forever
有圣经的我们一起把十七节一起再读一遍好不好
Let's read verse 17 again
这世界和其上的事
pass away, but the man
都要过去
who does the will of God lives forever.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存啊、弟兄姊妹你要知道这世界一切你看得见摸得着的
We have to know that the world and everything tangible in the world
有一天通通要过去的
One day will pass away
圣经上告诉我们有一天有烈火要出现
The Bible tells us one day there will be great fire
一切有形质的通通要被烈火烧掉
All substance will be burned away
不管你有几个房子几个车子
Doesn't matter how many cars or houses you have
不管你有多少金子有多少钻石
Or gold or diamonds
所有有形质的通通烧掉
Everything with substance will be burned away
这世界和其上的情欲有一天都要过去
The world and its desires will pass away
弟兄姊妹我们早晚都要来到那位永生神的面前交账
Sooner or later we have to come before this living God
我们今生一切所作所行有没有永存的价值完全根据于他是否遵行神的旨意
Everything that we did and we said ofDo they have eternal will? Do they have eternal value? It's all up to if we obey God's will.
不是只有在教会里面的事情跟神的旨意发生关系。
Not only the things that we did at church have something to do with God.
我们的家庭生活，我们的工作，我们任何人看不到我们的时候，我们所做所行都跟这个原则发生关系。
Our family life and all our secret life have something to do with this.
如果跟神的旨意没有关系
If it has nothing to do with God's will,
就毫无价值
It's valueless.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们求神开我们眼睛
So may the Lord open our eyes.
因为这个世界太可爱了
Because this world is so lovable.
你看看这些年轻人就晓得
Look at these young people, you know.
人流行穿什么他们就想穿什么
They want to follow the fashion.
人喜欢什么头发他们就喜欢什么头发
And then they'd like to follow the fashion of their hairstyle
弟兄姊妹这个世界吸引人的心啊
Because this world is so attractive
你要弄一个命令说不要爱世界人没有办法不爱他
If you command men to not love the world men it's impossible to obey
就跟以前有一个山上有一个小和尚老和尚派他到山下去办事情
Like a story tells that there was an old monk he sent a young monkdown the mountain to do something
就特别叮咛他
and so he carefully instructed him
他说山下有很多的老虎你要很小心
And then he says, there are many tigers down there, be careful.
小和尚没看过老虎, 问他老虎什么样子。
So the little monk never seen the tiger, so he asked how a tiger looks like.
他就把女人的特征描述给他听。
So he described him the features of a woman.
长长的头发, 声音柔和,
a long hair and a soft voice.
完了讲了很多以后,
and then many, many other things.
过一阵子小和尚回来了。
And then after a while, the little monk came back.
问他什么事情都干得好好的。
And then he has done everything perfectly.
最后小和尚告诉老和尚讲,
Finally, the little monk told the old monk,
他说你实在不用担心了。
You really didn't have to worry about me.
老虎一点不可怕。
The tigers are not scary at all.
老虎好可爱。
They're very lovable.
弟兄姊妹, 你用一个命令告诉人说不可以爱世界没有用的。
Because if you command men not to love the world, it's useless.
你就告诉他很可怕, 没有用的, 因为世界太可爱了。
If you tell them the world is very scary, it doesn't work because the world is lovable.
我们需要照着神所说的, 我们需要相信, 需要接受。
We need to obey and we need to accept God's word.
神说这个世界其上的情欲有一天通通要过去。
Because God says the world and its desires will one day pass away.
只有遵行神旨意的永远长存。
And only those who do the will of God will live forever.
原谅我说今天很多所谓属灵的事工都不见得有永存的价值。
Even a lot of spiritual services that we deem high might not have eternal value.
所以在马太福音7章21节, 主耶稣凡称呼我主啊主啊的, 不能够都进天国。
So in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 says, all of you who call me Lord, Lord, will not all enter into the kingdom of God.
遵行神旨意的, 才能进去。
Only those who do God, the will of God.
这弟兄姊妹, 我们这一生的生活, 有没有永存的价值, 都跟神的旨意发生直接的关系。
So does our life have eternal value? It depends on God's will.
如果我们都顺服在神的面前,
if we all obey God,
弟兄姊妹, 你的婚姻, 就是一个最美见证神的地方。
And then your marriage will be a good testimony for God.
你的生活的环境就是你最好的宣教工厂。
And your everyday living will be a good ministry field for you.
你在神家里面做任何明说暗说的服事, 弟兄姊妹在神的眼中都是在侍候这位君王。
Whether you do it in the public or private, you're serving this king.
唯独遵行神旨意的永远长存。
Only he who does the will of God will live forever.
所以弟兄姊妹, 千万不要被这个世代的潮流和观念 来影响了我们跟神旨意的关系。
So please do not be influenced by the concept and the fashion of this world.
所以我们说我们最不喜欢人在戏骨里面跟戏骨里面一般人讲说人在江湖身不由己这句话。
So we do not like brothers and sisters to say just like every other one in the Silicon Valley that we cannot control it.
我这么忙, 哪里有空每个礼拜聚会啊?
I'm so busy, how can I come to church every week?
我这么忙, 我哪里有空每天读经呢?
I'm so busy, how can I read the Bible every day?
弟兄姊妹, 这个世代有一天都要过去。
But one day this world will pass away.
戏骨要过去。
Silicon Valley too will pass away.
科学万能要过去的。
And then science will pass away.
那一天我们生活里面到底跟神旨意发生关系有多少, 才被存留下来。
How many things we did according to God's will, and that will last.
所以这是最重要的事啊，弟兄姊妹。
And that's the most important thing.
但是问题就是，刚刚我也提到了，我们这个人受造的本性就是不会顺服。But
then our own nature just cannot obey God.
从小家成长的人都不爱顺服。From
children to elderly, none of us like to obey.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们人的本性。And
that's our nature.
所以主耶稣来。
That's why Jesus came.
主耶稣来到地上以后, 他存心顺服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上。
So he came so that he will obey to death, even death on the cross.
他给我们立了一个最好的顺服的榜样。
So he gave us the best example of obedience.
而且不仅仅这个样子, 我们要来读一节, 是我们背诵经文啊, 希伯来书第五章。
Let's read one verse, Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章,
Hebrews chapter 5.
你们看你们的程序单上也有啊, 如果没有圣经的话,
that will be our memory verse this week.
第八节,
verse 8,
到第九节,
and 9.
我们一起来读。 他虽然为儿子, 还是因所受的苦难, 学了顺从, 他既得以完全, 就为凡顺从他的人, 成了永远得救的根源。 弟兄姊妹在这里讲到我们的主, 他因着所受的苦难学了顺从。
Here he says, our Lord learned obedience from what he suffered.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
他不仅仅留下了一个榜样给我们。
Not only he set an example for us.
那个榜样让我们望尘莫及。
Because that example is so high for us.
但是至少告诉了我们一个顺服的秘诀。
But at least it tells us the secret to obey.
叫做存心顺服。
It's to obey with determination.
不把顺服当作一个道理。
So that obedience will not just be a way of doctrine.
也先不问说我能不能顺服。
Let us not ask first if we can obey.
而是我们在主的面前有这样子的一个心愿，我愿意存心的来顺服他。
So that we have this will and wish that we will obey him.
我愿意降卑，他原来与神同等，但是他却不以为强夺。
He was equal with God, but he did not take the equality as something to be grasped.
他这样子的虚己，这样子取了奴仆的形象。
And then he humbled himself and took the appearance as a servant.
弟兄姊妹，这是主给我们立的榜样。
And that is the example the Lord has made for us.
但是他不仅仅把榜样给我们。
But not only that he gave us an example.
他把一个顺服的生命给我们。
He also gave us a life that can obey.
因为他自己本身虽然是儿子，他学的顺从。
Even though he was a son, he learned obedience.
而这个顺从的生命今天都成为我们的生命。
And that obedient life now becomes a life for us.
那这个 生命就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And that life becomes the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
虽然我们不能顺服啊。
Even though we cannot obey him.
但是当我们跟神的关系在一个对的关系里面。
But when we are in the right relationship with God.
当我们在碰到事情的时候，我们来转向这位亲爱的救主。
Anytime there's circumstances and we turn back to our Lord.
他那个全然卑微、存心顺服的生命，在我们里面要来替代我们。
And that perfect, humble, and obedient life will replace our life.
不信的话，你回家试试看。
We can all try it. Give it a try.
夫妻之间又要吵架的时候。
When you are about to have a fight with your spouse.
你不要在那里用一个道理压自己说我不可以吵架。
Do not suppress it with the teaching only.
啊，不是在那里咬紧牙关说我不可以吵架。
Or do not just try to suppress yourself.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的心转向耶稣，主啊，你来救我。
But when we turn our hearts back to Lord and say, Lord, help me.
我何等不容易服下来啊。
So hard for me to obey.
主耶稣，你的顺服来替代我。
May your obedience replace mine.
主，在我最需要的时候，你自己的爱，你的生命来替代我无用的生命。
When I need you the most, your life come and replace my worthless life.
弟兄姊妹，你试试看，当你转向耶稣的时候。
Give it a try when we turn our hearts to Jesus.
那个伟大的顺服的生命在我们里面，要成了我们得救的根源。
That great life of obedience will become the source of eternal salvation.
我们心里面会愿意顺服这个环境，如同顺服主一样。
We will be willing to obey the situation as if we obey the Lord.
主许可今天晚上我们劳不愉快。
If the Lord allows that there's a quarrel.
主允许我们目前碰到的这样子的一个困难。
Or the Lord allows this difficulty in my life.
我愿意伏在这个环境，伏在这个人的面前，如同伏在神的面前。
I'm willing to submit myself under this person or under the circumstances as if I submit myself to the Lord.
所以主耶稣讲的那句有名的话，我就是道路、真理和生命。
That's why the Lord says, I'm the way, the truth, and life.
圣经上不仅仅有许多的顺服的真理，主给我们的命令和教导，叫我们该顺服什么。
Indeed, there are many teachings and many truths about obedience.
他也是我们的生命，他成了我们里面顺服神的力量。
But he also becomes our life, so that he is the power for us to obey God.
同样呢，他不仅仅把这个生命给了我们。
Not only that he gives us this life.
他也留下了他的脚踪给我们，让我们知道怎样来顺服神。
He also left us the footsteps so that we can follow.
他成了我们的道路。
So he becomes our way.
所以他是真理，他是生命，他是我们的道路。
That's why he's our truth, the way and life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里学习顺服的时候，
So when we learn to obey,
在这里神给我们一个重要的呼召。
God is making an important calling to us.
就是叫我们跟随他的脚踪行。
That we will follow in his steps.
主耶稣怎么样子走这条地上为人的生活？
How the Lord walked on this way.
今天主希望我们每一个人在地上学习来跟随他。
Today the Lord wants us to learn to follow him.
我们都知道读到启示录的时候，有一般得胜者，神特别宝贵的得胜者。
We all know that when we read the Revelation, there's a group of overcomers that God valued them.
圣经上有一句话形容他们。
And then there's a statement that describes them.
那羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都随着。
Wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
他们里面愿意跟随主。
Because they're willing to follow the Lord.
愿意跟随主的脚中行。
They're willing to follow His footsteps.
而这样子的人。
And for such people,
他成了主的同伴，羔羊的同伴。
They become the companions of the lamb.
所以在约翰福音十五章十四节。
In John chapter 15, verse 14.
主说，如果你们遵守我的命令，就是我的朋友。
The Lord Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do what I command."
弟兄姊妹，你最好的朋友是谁？
Dear brothers and sisters, who are your best friends?
哦，有人在那里想，哦，可能是 Debbie， 可能是 James， 可能是 John。哦，每一个心里面都有自己的一个最好的朋友。
So you're probably thinking about your best friends and their names.
但是主耶稣在这里说，谁遵行我的吩咐，他就是我的朋友。
So the Lord Jesus says here, "You are my friends if you do my command."
不仅仅成为主羔羊的同伴和好朋友。
Not only that we become His companion and His friend.
我们成为他的亲人，成为他的手足。
We become his family and his brothers and sisters.
我们最近刚刚读过马可福音，对不对
？We recently read in Mark.
啊，主耶稣指着周围的这些人说：“看哪、啊，我的弟兄姐妹和母亲。
”The Lord says, "Behold, my family, my mother, brothers and sisters."
主在这里说：“凡遵行我天父旨意的，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲。
”Anyone who obeys the will of God is my mother, brothers and sisters.
当我们真的愿意跟随他，我们跟主的关系就更深了一层。
Because whenever we want to obey Him, then we have closer relationship with God.
我们成为他的好朋友。
We become His good friends.
我们成为他弟兄姐妹，我们亲如手足。
And we become His siblings.
我们成为他的心上人，他愿意向我们显示。
And we become His love, the love of His heart that He wants to show Himself to us.
所以底下我花一点点的时间就好，我们讲到一点顺服的学习。
So I want to share with you how we learn to obey.
我们要来跟随他的脚踪。
So how we learn to obey.To follow his footsteps.
在这里我正好提到三个点。
So there are three things.
这三个点分别讲到我们对圣父、圣子和圣灵的学习。
This is how we obey the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
对着父神，我们学习服在神大能的手下。
To God the Father, we learn to submit ourselves under His mighty hand.
我们知道万事都互相效力，要叫爱神的得到益处。
We all know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
所以他照着他的智慧和伟大的爱，为我们造了万事。
So according to His love and His wisdom, He's making our environment.
弟兄姊妹，学习顺服神，第一件事情学习服在神的手上。
So the first lesson we need to learn is to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
服在我们的环境，服在我们一切人际关系的里面。
And humble ourselves under all the circumstances and all the relationships.
昨天晚上我提到这个 James Dobson 弟兄有一天打电话给格里汉牧师。
Last night I mentioned that James Dobson one day called Billy Graham.
我们知道这个格里汉牧师在他晚年的时候得了一个老人家最不喜欢得的 Parkinson's.
We all know that Reverend Billy Graham he contracted Parkinson's disease.
当James Dobson 打电话给他，就问他说：“你晚年得了这个病，会不会影响到你还持守你当初所传所信的吗？”
So James Dobson asked him.After you develop this disease, do you still hold on to the truth that you've been preaching?
格里汉牧师告诉他说 ，Jimmy 啊，他说我现在心中最大的盼望，那个最叫我喜乐的事情，就是这边去见我所爱的主。
Billy Graham replied that Jimmy, now my biggest wish is that I can go see the Lord that I loved very quickly.
他不仅仅一点不会埋怨神。
Not only that he did not complain about his disease.
他心中反而想到不久以后他可以去见主了，他心里充满了迫切，充满了喜乐。
He's actually filled with joy and urgency to see the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我看到这个故事的时候，我就想起来。
So when I read the story, I remembered.
大概两三年前，这个 Billy Graham 他们来到我们圣何塞传福音啊。
About two, three years ago, Billy Graham came to San Jose to.Have a crusade.
那天那次是教员赞同得救的时候。那天我们坐在那个圣何塞的这个体育馆里面看。
That day when we were sitting in the stadium.
因为我的位置离他很远，所以旁边有弟兄姊妹戴着望远镜，我就跟他借过来看了一下。
And then because we sat very high above, so I used the binocular.
那我看的时候呢， 正好在那个镜头的里面，三个白发的人都在那个镜头里面。
And then when I so what I saw through the binocular was three people with white hair.
一个是格里汉。
One is Billy Graham.
一个是常常在他会中献诗的那个薛国立弟兄，好像已经八十多岁了。
And then the one that sings hymns in his crusade.
还有一个就是每一次聚会带诗，这个 conduct 整个 meeting 的叫做 Cliff Barrows。
And then another one is Cliff Barrows who conducts the meeting.
那天 Billy Graham 身体正好不太好，所以他们去倒了一杯水，拿药给他吃。
That day Billy Graham was not very strong, so that they gave him the medicine and the water.
在我镜头里面就看到三个白发的人，他们彼此同工配搭已经超过了五十年。
So I saw these three men who have worked together over 50 years.
我心里面非常的感动。
My heart was greatly touched.
我就想起了有一个故事，讲到 Billy Graham 跟我刚才说的这位 Cliff Barrows 他们当初怎么会面的。
So I remember the story about how Billy Graham met Cliff Barrows.
那时候有一对年轻的夫妇，他们刚结婚。
At that time, there was a newlywed.
1945年二次世界大战快要结束的。
1945, close to the end of World War II.
他们那一天他们结了婚以后本来要到一个城市里面去参加一个聚会顺便度他们的蜜月。
After their wedding ceremony, this newlywed couple were going to attend another meeting and then start their honeymoon.